Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name in all we do. We ask that we may serve you in ways that lead others to know your power, your love, and your joy. And let us be the light to the earth and the salt of the world, or the light to the world and the salt of the earth that you call us to be at our baptism. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Tuesday of this week, and of course, this week is the 10th week in ordinary time. That means we have 24 more weeks left, so we've got quite some time. And again, it'll be almost winter, so it's almost 6 months away. It'll be almost winter when it becomes the next season, which is Advent, in the beginning of the next liturgical year. Today is the 8th of June, and an interesting reading today. The reason why I prayed what I prayed, and it's from the Gospel, and it's where Jesus calls his disciples and tells them that they are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It's no longer good for anything. Something I've always been fascinated about that saying, because is Jesus speaking something even deeper than the way it sounds? Because you turn around and say, well, if salt loses its taste, then it's good for nothing. But salt can't lose its taste. To the best of my knowledge, maybe I could be wrong, but what is salt? Salt, as we understand it, table salt, is sodium chloride. It's a molecule of sodium and a molecule of chloride, an atom of sodium, an atom of chloride. They come together, they form a salt molecule. Well, one of the properties, now granted, Jesus didn't understand, well, he understood this, but the people didn't understand this when he was talking. One of the properties of salt is its taste. As far as I know, I did my best to get through chemistry. Chemistry wasn't one of my favorite. No, it was a favorite. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't one of my best subjects in high school. But if I'm not wrong, salt, the taste of salt, the salty taste of salt, the saltiness is one of the properties of salt. So if it loses its taste, I would guess that would mean it wasn't salt in the first place. Ooh, that's pretty deep, don't you think? So he's saying, you know, be who you truly are and be what you're called to be. And in that you are the salt of the earth, keep that in mind. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about that in just a second, because then he continues. Remember, you are the light of the world. A city on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it on a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all the house. Just so your light must shine before the others. So it's that powerful reality where the salt of the earth, the light to the world, we're called to lead others to know the power of Christ in their lives. Now, one thing that I might disagree with some people, if they choose not to follow Christ, that's on them. That's not on you. You know, we all know that famous saying from, I believe it's Isaiah, if you warn the people and they don't listen, that's on them. But if you don't warn the people and so they never had a chance to listen, that's on you. But, you know, if we're living our faith, and that's how we are preaching the word, just by living our faith, by going to church when we can, it's not a requirement yet, but being people of prayer, that's absolutely essential. And we are doing what we're called to do as servants of Christ. And it's more than just action. It is being in touch with God and living through Christ, through the Holy Spirit leading us, living in that whole renewal of our mind we see in Romans 12. And when we do that, we are going to act upon it, and we're going to live that, and we are going to act as salt of the earth and light of the world, which is what we're called to do. If people don't care, that's up to them. And if people do care and we never know about it, but they, you know, your actions, and I'm going to tell you, there's plenty of times that has happened, your actions, and I'm talking about your life, trust me, you're living your life as a practicing Catholic, or if you're not Catholic, one of the other Christian faiths, is affecting people. Trust me, and just know that, and make sure it's affecting people positively. Be people of prayer. Live that, and in doing so, you are being the light to the salt of the earth, the light to the world. If you're hiding it, then what that means is you're just like everybody else. It's like, well, you know, this guy's a Christian. I had no idea. Well, that's not a good sign. But, you know, that's when you're hiding error. And, you know, I'm sure all of us have been down that path as well. Kind of an interesting way to look at that. And I'm going to talk about that on the other side of the break, which is coming up in about 30 seconds. But in the meantime, we understand that we draw our strength from the Lord, that we pray, that we ask the Lord to show us how to be the salt of the earth, how to be this light to the world. Keeping in mind what I just said to you, that powerful truth that I believe what the way Jesus meant it, even though the people of the time could not have possibly understood it that way, is that if salt loses its flavor, it never was salt in the first place. Now, maybe if there's a chemist out there can say, well, no, that's actually not true. I don't know. But I would assume that if salt is a sodium chloride molecule and therefore, that saltiness is part of what salt is. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break and kind of look at this from an interesting perspective. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the Church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website, you can listen to the archives of the show, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, interesting thing to keep in mind. Jesus says you are the salt of the earth, and Jesus says you are the light to the world. There is always a discussion on why Sodom and Gomorrah happened. And people will tell you, well, it's because of certain sins. Some people will say it's because of a host of sexual sins. Other people will say, no, it was actually because they didn't understand hospitality. Other people will say whatever. And actually, nothing specifically mentioned. There is this story of these angels who come to Lot, and then there is just this this rabble that comes after them, these people who almost make it sound like they were all zombies, but they were like zombies, except they weren't zombies, so they were these vicious people. And the implication is that's the way all of Sodom and Gomorrah was. And there's another part in there where people are praying to God and saying this evil going on in Sodom and Gomorrah is overflowing into our borders, over into our places. You know, if they want to be evil, that's their business. But it's not their business to make us evil. So there were complaints going to God over this. And that's why God wanted to come and see what this was. But an interesting thing is when you ask the question, why was Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed? You can list all the sins you want and you will be incorrect. And you say, well, no, we all know it was destroyed for its sinfulness. There are other places in the Bible there that it was destroyed, that they said it was for their sinfulness. Yes, but you will still be incorrect. How can I say that? Because as part of the Sodom and Gomorrah story, you listen to Abraham argue with God. And Abraham says to God, wait a minute, there may be some righteous people there. And are you still going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for those righteous people? And God says no. And actually what Abraham says for 50 righteous people. And then he argues with him back and forth. Well, what if there are 40? He actually bargains is a better word. What if there are 30 and gets them all the way down to 10? He says, no, for the sake of those 10 righteous people, I will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. So the real reason why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed or were destroyed was not because of the sinfulness, but for the lack of righteous people. Now, let's go back to that gospel story, where Jesus says, you are the light of the world, you are the salt of the earth, so who are you? You are the righteous people. What happens if you're not righteous? What happens if your salt loses its flavor? What happens if your light no longer shines? Well, we can see there's a problem there, okay? The reason why Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed was because of the lack of righteous people. That's the reason on top of anything else. You can start naming sins until the cows come home, and eventually the cows will come home. But let me tell you, it's not the reason. The lack of righteous people. What is Jesus calling you to be? Righteous people who are the salt of the earth, who let your light shine. So it is important that you understand what this message is. Now, righteous people aren't self-righteous people. Self-righteous people are, well, we're going to have nothing to do with them because they are sinners. Well, we're all sinners. We're trying to be good. But remember what St. John said in his first letter. If you say there is no sin in you, you make him a liar. And, you know, that's it. It's one of the commercials I have. I should have put that on as well. But you can see that. But we're all seeking to be more and more closer to God. And that's our journey. That's what we're trying to do. That we need to do through prayer. That we need to do to be transformed. And if we are not, then it damages the whole society. Have yourself a blessed day. We will see you tomorrow right here on WEZE. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.